Keith Peters reporting following Iran's massive drone and missile attack on Israel last weekend. House Majority Leader Steve Scalise says the United States must stand in solidarity with the Jewish state.
Our friends around the world are counting on us to have their back, you know, and especially a country like Israel, who's always under attack. They can take care of themselves, but they need our support and help because there are other countries in the world that want to undermine Israel.
Scalise was interviewed on the Salem News program This Week on the Hill, heard on many of these stations this weekend. Some Tesla vehicles are being recalled.
The recall involves about 3,900 2024 Cybertrucks. Tesla says the accelerator pedal can become stuck, potentially causing the vehicle to accelerate unintentionally, increasing the risk of a crash. According to a filing with the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, the accelerator pedal pad may dislodge and become trapped by the interior trim. Tesla is not aware of any collisions, injuries, or deaths related to the issue. Owners need to contact Tesla. The company says it will replace or repair the accelerator pedal assembly for free. I'm Mike Hempen.
The final jurors have been seated in Donald Trump's alleged hush money trial, and an appellate judge rejected the former president's latest bid to halt the case. A hectic day in court on Friday set the stage for opening statements to begin Monday. The panel of New Yorkers who will decide the first criminal trial of a former U.S. president took final shape after lawyers spent days quizzing dozens of potential jurors on whether they can impartially judge Trump in the city where he built his real estate empire before being elected in 2016. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 211, the NASDAQ dropped 319. This is SRN News. Easter is America's number one church holiday.
According to a new poll of Protestant pastors from Lifeway Research, Easter is the day most likely to fill the pews. Christmas comes in second for general attendance, followed by Mother's Day, a distant third. The pastors also say that while attendance surges on those holidays, it is still lower than it used to be, reflecting an ongoing decline in church attendance that has characterized the U.S. for several decades. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Swedish Parliament has passed a law lowering the age required for people to legally change their gender from 18 to 16. Those under 18 still need approval from a guardian, a doctor, and the National Board of Health and Welfare. No longer required is a gender dysphoria diagnosis defined by medical professionals as psychological distress experienced by those who want to live as the opposite sex. Sweden joins a number of countries with similar laws. This is SRN News. The Dow was up today, but the other two market indexes were not as fortunate, with tech stocks in particular taking a tumble.
The worst week for big technology stocks since the COVID crash in 2020 dragged Wall Street across the finish line of another losing week. The S&P 500 fell 0.9% Friday to close out its third straight losing week. The NASDAQ tumbled 2%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was an outlier and rose 0.6%. Supermicro Computer lost more than a fifth of its value. NVIDIA was the single heaviest weight on the S&P 500. Helping to limit the market's losses was American Express, which rose after reporting stronger-than-expected profit for its latest quarter. Fifth Third Bancorp also rose after it likewise topped expectations. Damian Troisi, New York.
The UAW's moves to unionize auto plants across the country faces its next biggest test with the Volkswagen factory in Chattanooga, Tennessee. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.